Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Tuesday morning, January the 11th, 2011. You know, every year, one of the biggest New Year's resolutions is losing weight. You know, dropping the pounds, or I guess the new way of saying it is LBs. Recently, I published an article called Lose the Weight, and it's not about LBs. It's about losing the weight that keeps you from having and doing the things that you really desire to do. And since I got a number of comments about that article, I thought that I would go ahead and share some of that on this podcast. You know, there are two things that really weigh people down, and it continues to just hold them back. The first is excuses. You ever thought about just how unhelpful excuses really are? I mean, how do excuses benefit your life? Now, I know there are always reasons why something didn't go right, but so often these reasons are nothing more than excuses trying to cover over a lack of success. And have you noticed that people use excuses just to help other people understand why they didn't measure up to something? You know, here's an example. If someone in sales didn't complete a sale, there are a lot of reasons that one could come up with, right? The economy is lousy. It was a bad lead in the first place. You know, the potential customer didn't really want the product, etc., etc., etc. But this weight of excuses never helps. But it gets worse because excuses has a twin brother called blaming. And you know, sometimes it's really hard to tell the two apart because they often go hand in hand. But the bottom line and end result of excuses and blaming is that it's really not my fault, okay? It doesn't have anything to do with me. It's not my fault. It's always something or someone else's fault. But again, what's the benefit to you in blaming and making excuses? And you know, in thinking of a new year and New Year's resolutions, what would happen to your life if in this upcoming year you decided to lose the weight of excuses and blaming? Boy, what a great New Year's resolution, you think? No more excuses and no more blaming. But then what are you supposed to say when something doesn't go the way you desire and expect it to? Well, here's the interesting part. When you stop making excuses and stop blaming, you move into the arena of taking full responsibility for your life. Oh, there's a novel idea. Yes, there's going to be challenges and obstacles and roadblocks in life for all of us. What's new? But we can take full responsibility for our own lives, and the benefit in doing that is very rewarding. You see, when you stop making excuses and blaming, you're forced to look at yourself and see how you can improve. I'm not talking about going, oh, wow, I messed up again. Oh, I'm so lousy. No. I'm talking about seeing how you can improve. You become solution-oriented and thus success-minded. Your focus is now on making things work. Have you ever noticed that successful people are solution-minded? They look for ways to improve themselves as well as ways to succeed. Do they ever have a setback? Well, of course they do. But you know, when you stop making excuses and stop blaming others, your view of setbacks is quite different, isn't it? Your focus is not on why someone or something caused you to stumble, but rather on what you can do to improve and be successful next time. Think for a minute about the people that you know who are constantly making excuses and blaming. How successful are they, really? How much real progress are they making? Here's a silly example, and I had this in the article. Let's say you didn't see a glass on a counter and knocked it on the floor and it shattered. Well, what do you say when that happens? Well, there are those who would say that they certainly weren't expecting a glass to be so close to the edge of the counter, or that, you know, my hands were all full and it was just too dark to see it and I didn't know it was there. And you know what? Those are excuses. Then, on the other hand, others might question who just left that glass there in the first place. They would remind someone that glasses should be put away properly and not left out or not left on the edge of the counter, and suggest that the person who left the glass on the counter, well, maybe you should use a paper cup next time. You see, all of that is blaming. But someone who has unshackled themselves from excuses and blaming would think differently. They would recognize that they need to be a little more attentive. They see the need to expect that there might be a glass left near the end of a counter. You see, they simply take responsibility for knocking over the glass. And you know something? This is true in every arena of life. The weight of excuses and blaming continues to keep people from doing their best, doing the things that they really desire to do. Boy, what a very profitable resolution it would be to lose the weight of excuses and blaming. And for those who are in the habit of making excuses and blaming, now this may not be an easy transition. It takes a little time to break old habits. But a good way to start is by first becoming aware of one's own excuses and blaming, recognizing when you have excuses or blame. And the real profit in taking responsibility for your own life and getting rid of excuses and blaming is what it trains your mind to do. It's really sad that there are so many people who do not take responsibility for their own actions because if they did, they would find themselves obtaining the things that they really desire in life. In this brand new year of 2011, many people will try to lose some LBs so that their bodies will be healthier. And for a healthy mind this year, why not eliminate excuses and blaming? Doing so will start setting solid patterns of being solution-oriented, which will indeed begin to bring you success. And the Bible says that in all these things we are more than conquerors. Well, if we're going to be more than conquerors, we need to lay aside all the excuses and all the blaming and take responsibility for our own actions and see God's promises come to pass in our lives. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. And if you're getting this podcast by way of email, in order to leave a comment on the blog, you'll need to just click on the title and it'll get you right to the blog. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber, well, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check and see if I posted something new because you'll get notified personally every time something new is posted. It doesn't cost you anything to subscribe to the blog either. And if you do, as my way of saying thank you, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.